Max Drayton and I are standing under what looks like a pretty old building in the middle of a brand new one. Max, can you explain to me?
Yeah, this is the original winery that Joseph built when he started to produce wines in the 1860s. It's heritage listed at the moment.
It's about the size of probably two slab huts and twice as high. Are they old timbers from the property, do you think?
They would be timbers that the great-grandfather would have got from the property. We just felt that we had to keep this in the building so we had something to remember of great-grandfather and how things was done in the olden days.
So you've got the old and the new absolutely side by side. I often wonder if a part of the romance of this is things like this delicious smell in the winery.
A lot of people, when they come into the winery at vintage time with the fermentation, they say, "What's that stink?" It's not a stink, it's a beautiful smell of the grapes fermenting and being made into wine. And then during the year, when we're working with the wine, you get the wine smell through the winery. Different varieties, you get a different smell from. I can walk into the winery and know what wine they are doing that day without even asking.
We've come down now to the old cellar under where the cellar door used to be. You can hear there's a bit of work going on in the background, but it's very cool down here and there's the lovely smell of wine creeping in through the door. And there are hundreds of old bottles, very dusty, all sorts of different sizes here stacked up. Max, what exactly is down here?
Well, just as you say, there's a lot of old antique wines down here. We built this cellar after the war when we started to bottle wine for the retail market. So we kept odd dozens of wine that we bottled every year right back till 1965. Now, 65 was a drought year, very, very dry, and I think it's some of the best wines we ever made was in 1965.
So just that little bit less water made a difference?
The water makes a lot of difference. You can't make wine that's had a lot of rain on it, a good wine with a lot of rain on it. We want a dry season after December or up till December, through till picking time, February. And that's where we get our flavours and good alcohols from the dry areas.
What is it, do you think, that's kept this line of Drayton's on the land growing wine grapes?
I left school when I was 16. They didn't want me to. They wanted me to do better things, and I said no. I was coming back to farm and carry on what Dad was doing. The same thing virtually happened with my boys. And then along the line, as it went on, I decided that I would keep the company together, and I bought the other three-quarter shares out, which made this belong to me and my three sons.
And it sounds like you and your wife have worked side by side a long time now.
Yes, I met my wife in the district and we went to school together. She's worked with us, put a lot of work in. She used to do a lot of labelling in the winery up until we got the fancy labelling machines. She helped with the pruning, she helped with tying down, helped with the picking of the grapes. But of course now we're getting to the stage where we've got a sit back and let somebody else do it.
Are you ready for that?
No, I'm not ready for that, but I've got no choice. I still drive a tractor. I don't do much manual work now. I do a lot of tractor driving, but not much manual work.